Hello and what's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and welcome to the Grace in Space podcast. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you are doing good. I hope that you are. Today, what I'm trying to do, if you're watching the video, I'm playing with shadows over here. So if you can see, this tooth looks like it's dark, but it's not. It's the shadow effect. Let me clear that because it's one of the things that I'm looking at myself as I'm recording and I'm thinking, oh no, you know, yes. So if you're the kind of people who have a couple of teeth getting in front and then the others laying behind, maybe that's one of the things that you're going to see. And as I was trying to record this podcast, that's one of the things I was looking at. I was like, what do I change? Should I change this? Should I change that? But it's just how my teeth are, and I wanted to clear that out. Yeah, it's really white. It's there. What's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and welcome to another episode of the Grace and Space podcast. It's been a long time coming, and here we are. Okay, not a long time coming, maybe just a week. And here we are. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that God is doing a new thing, and He keeps refining us. He keeps making us bigger, better, giving us new ideas. If you remember last time, we had. Oh, by the way, if you want to advertise through this episode or any of the upcoming episodes, please make sure to mail me at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That's Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, @outlook.com. Send me a mail and then you will be able to advertise through this platform. Yes, talking about, what was I talking about? I've forgotten. Before recording this episode, was that what we were talking about? I can't remember. Oh man, I can't remember. I keep forgetting things, especially when I try to put something else before something else. That's what ends up happening. But I'm glad and I'm happy to have a new week. I'm glad and happy to have a new episode coming out. Oh, what I was talking about was the camera angle. The last episode we went all out and we had two camera angles. One was like this one and then another one was on slightly on my right. And today I'm just using my phone, and for the very first time I'm using my front camera. Yeah, most of the times I normally use my back camera because it has more color, it has more definitely. And for this one, as I was doing this setup, I wanted to see if I could see myself as I'm recording this, so that's why I ended up using the front camera. And it still releases 1080p quality of video, or yeah, only colors won't be as vibrant as if I'm using the back camera. If you're wondering why I'm talking about cameras, it's because our show is live on YouTube, and if you're listening to this through any other podcast platform, I'm glad that you're here. And if you want to see the live version of this, you want to see me record this, you want to see how I look, you should head out to YouTube and watch us there. Look for the Grace in Space podcast, just the same name, and you'll find us there. We have every episode of the season 3. So from the beginning of season 3, that's every other episode from season 3 that's available over there on YouTube. The previous episodes that we did are still available on Kevin Kipngeno's channel. And if you're wondering who Kevin Kipngeno is, it's this same guy. It's the Kevin K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O guy over here. Yeah, so that's what's up, and I'm really happy to be here. One, and I've had a restful weekend as well. And I normally record my episodes on Monday, and sometimes it's a challenge. Like today, it was such a big challenge to start recording. The reason being that I wasn't feeling very motivated to do a show, and I hadn't planned what kind of show I was going to do. Over the past, I have seen this tendency where I would normally have a show in mind. I would normally have an episode in mind before recording. So by the time I'm coming to record, I'm just setting up a few things and then clicking the record button, and here we go. But for this one, this today, I was feeling demotivated, so I had to go through a couple of ideas that I had written down, and I was like, oh, we've done an episode on this, and then there are many others which we haven't done an episode on, and that's what we are going to do today. Yeah, so there are many, and I always keep an idea. Whenever I have an idea in mind, I always keep it so that I can make an episode out of. Because I realized there are times when you are, like, for an instance, today it's Monday morning. The Monday, what day is it today? What day is it? The reason I'm looking on the side is because this is where my computer is. Today is the 1st of March. Oh, wow. Days are running. I'm still looking for my attachment. Yeah, man, I need to find one. Yeah, so I normally write down ideas so that in days such as this one, where I didn't have anything planned for, I can pick up from one of my old ideas and then make an episode out of. And, do you want to guess what the title of our do you want to guess what we are going to talk about today? It's actually the same thing. Ideas. 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 That's what our episode is about today. And I'm keeping my voice low because I realized in other episodes I'm normally shouting. Or I don't know, maybe this is the new normal. Yeah, so today we are talking about ideas. But before we get to the ideas, have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you followed us on your favorite social media platform? On Instagram, look for at the Grace and Space Podcast. On Twitter, go and find at podcast underscore Grace. And then on Facebook, just look for the Grace and Space Podcast. You will find us across these three platforms. I went on Reddit sometime, but I didn't feel it. Yeah, it was like, That's not mine. No. I think this, oh, TikTok. No. Maybe, by the way, I've been looking forward to having these short clips at the end of the day. You see how TikTok has short clips? But I think that I'll still fit that on Instagram Reels. So what happens is you find yourself your week very busy, not very busy, 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 but you find things occupying your time, and the plan that you had to make the short videos, you find you don't have time to, and you have to be very consistent as well. You have to have every single week make an episode. Out of the episode that you have made, you take a short snippet and then you share it via Reels or via TikTok or via any other platform. So at the moment we're not on TikTok, but we are on Instagram. Maybe we'll do some Reels very soon. Yeah, but for everyone who's following us, we are grateful for your love, for your support, that you've been with us through this journey. And yeah, let's get to the episode already. Yeah, this week we are talking about ideas, and ideas are very important. Ideas are those things that you have in your mind. I've ever gone to this talk about intellectual property. So ideas fall under that category. They are intellectual property that up here. There are things that could change the world. Before you come up with such a setup, you had an idea of what you wanted. Or before you started listening to this, you had an idea of maybe what you were going to talk about, depending on the title. And right now I'm sweaty. I have a big nose. You had an idea. And everyone has ideas. I'm coming to appreciate this, that don't put off ideas. Don't never, never, never do that to your ideas. If anything, embrace your ideas. Sometimes the ideas that we have look dumb, but they are the ideas that change the world. They are the ideas that bring the transformation. I'm sure you always, through the day, you have ideas on several things. You have ideas on what I could do next. You have an idea on if you have someone who, let me mention this. On Friday, I shared this post after I posted my video. I shared this post on debt. So if you're struggling with debt, there's this guy, his name is who? Go check out Field Director. He has a talk on becoming CEO. He has an entire, he's talking about debt. And so, like, before you get out of debt, you have an idea of how to, something like that. So you always have an idea. You always have something on your mental space about doing some things. Yeah? And I'm sure you can agree with me that even right now, as I'm talking about ideas, you're thinking of other ideas. You're thinking, should I clean that? Those are thoughts. But ideas are those things that, how can we separate ideas from thoughts? Thoughts are the random things that happen through your day. You're like, I'm looking at my jacket and I don't think it's looking good. Maybe if I did it this way, I think that's a thought. But an idea is something like, how is this light for me? Maybe if I did this, or maybe if I did this to the camera, or maybe if I recorded minus this, how would that look like? Or an idea is this idea. I'm using the same. An idea is I'm going to record a podcast. What are we going to talk about in the podcast? What is the impact that we want to make after someone listens to the podcast? That's an idea. It's creating that solution. It's having, I think an idea is having something, having a solution to something. Yeah, having a solution to something. Could be something tiny, could be something big, could be something small. All of it is just having a solution to something. Yeah, and most probably that solution could be to a problem. Mm-hmm. Or adjusting an existing solution. So most things are born out of ideas. To this place that we have microphones, this was an idea. To this place where we have headphones, this was an idea. That someone said, maybe instead of listening to music via the big speakers, maybe we can have small speakers which come to your ear. And talking about the ears, let me just give you something tiny. I googled this morning because it's something I'm experiencing. Have you ever had your ear having this constant ooh sound? It's not so bad. It's something I can ignore. It's something I can do a podcast without. But have you ever had your... I think it's my right ear. Yeah, it's called tinnitus or tinnitus. Tinnitus. It says it's when you experience ringing noise or other noises in one or both of your ears. The noise you hear when you have a tinnitus isn't caused by an external sound or other people. Other people usually can't hear it. So that's what I have right now. I don't know. At the first time, I thought it was a jet lag. I was like, huh. I haven't traveled anywhere. Keep that in mind. I was just thinking, could this be... Is this how people experience after getting off a jet? Because I know when there's that difference in atmospheric pressure, maybe this is what you end up with. So I didn't know. And then this is like the third time I'm having it in 3 weeks. So it's every week. So the first time it was both my ears. The second time it just came, I think, for both my ears or one. And it didn't last for long. And then right now as I'm recording this podcast this year over here, I'm feeling that ooh sound. Yeah, and I looked for solutions online. They told me there's no cure, but it will definitely go away after a while, just like it has in the past. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to our podcast. I was talking about ideas. So ideas are those thoughts that you have about creating solutions to the current problems that are existing, maybe in your space, in our environment, in our community, wherever you are. Yeah, so those are ideas. And we have different ideas. There are ideas that you get and then you rubbish them off. Then there are ideas you get and you're like, this feels like gold. You know, those are ideas you don't want to let go. And then there are ideas that you tell other people and other people run with them. And then there are ideas you just say, you keep saying, and you never do anything about it. So ideas are very present. Ideas are the thoughts that we receive every time. And we thank God that everyone of us has the ability to have ideas. I know a big percentage. Unless you are... No, I think everybody should. Maybe I should do a statistic on that. Yeah, everyone who listens to this podcast sure has an idea. Yeah, about something, about themselves, about the world. Oh, yeah. How could you define an idea now, you say, if you have an idea of the world? An idea can't just be a solution, no? An idea as well can be a small thought about something, right? Let's look on Google. I don't know. I have Google over here and I can't even search. I've been trying to define an idea using my own means. Let's look. Idea. What does Google say about an idea? Oh, no. It's giving me IDEA. Idea. How's idea written? Idea meaning. Yeah, it's a thought or a suggestion as to a possible course of action. That's what an idea is. It's a thought or a suggestion to a possible course of action. Oh, I think that makes sense now. I think idea now is just that thought. I think the same thing that I've been explaining, but now this one is just using different English. Yeah, it's a suggestion to a possible course of action. What I was talking about was a solution. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Idea says as well, the aim or a purpose. That's from Google. So I think we are in the right path defining what an idea is. So, now that we have these ideas, we have countless ideas through our days, through our moments, through the day, and most of us don't write our ideas down. Most of us don't. I was in that category as well. Ideas are the most beautiful thing, are the things that you should treasure, no matter how horrible they are. I think we should be writing down our ideas. Here's why. When you write down an idea, you will not forget. And the reason why I tell you will not forget is we're living in a world where we are constantly given so many ideas, we're constantly being given so many thoughts, we are constantly being given so much to consume. So at the end of the day, you find out that you've taken in so much that everything that you had is lost. You can't remember anything. And once an idea comes, it goes. Have you ever found out that there's this time you had an idea about something, and then after a short while, you can't remember what your thought was? You have no clue. And then you start beating yourself on it. Have you found that? I know you have, probably. I have. Oh no. What's happening? My light situation over here. Let me fix it. Oh, I know why. Okay, it's genius. What's happening is totally, you should, okay, I won't tell you. So, ideas. Have you found out that sometimes you have ideas and then they're just gone like that? They could be ideas that could solve things in the world, or ideas about how you could do things differently, or ideas about how you could change one or two things about you, and you forget. And I know it's not, I was in that category of people who didn't take down ideas. I think when I started to do a podcast, it gave me the discipline of recording ideas, because during the day, or during moments in conversations, in places, I interact with different people, and I find out that content comes from there. Or I was listening to Andy Mino yesterday, the Work in Progress podcast. You should check it out. So he was talking about his music comes from the interaction he has with different people, and it's through that that he's able to write his music. It's through that he's able to come up with content. And you see, that happens spontaneously, and it's gone. Like, after having a conversation with you, say for an instance, you find you get something sparking in you, and then after a short while, you cannot remember it. So, I included was in that category of people who never took down their ideas, who never took a book, never. Now I see the importance of having a notebook nowadays. For tech for an instance, this podcast. I told you today I wasn't in the mood to record a podcast. Not in the mood, but I'm using air quotes if you are listening to this. But I had no idea of what I was going to make. But when I was running through the ideas in my list, I was running through the ideas that I took down. I was like, this is an interesting topic that we can talk about, ideas. And that's why we are to having this. And it's because it's something I had an idea of a while back, and then I took it down. Nowadays, to the smallest of things, I take it down. And then another thing as well, which happened, let me just tell you about this podcast. A while back, whenever I would have an idea, I'd do research for it in the last minute. And what that would cause is that I would end up giving you content which is not from myself, but it's from a blogger, it's from someone else. So I won't give you my experience on it, I won't give you my perspective on it. If anything, I'll just give you 10 solutions from this blogger. And I'm realizing that there's a reason why I have a place, there's a reason why I have a portion in this. I don't have to repeat whatever they've written. I don't have to repeat everything that they've mentioned in their posts. And for this one, I didn't do that. I didn't do that research of going there looking for blogs which are written on this. This is what I've come to learn about myself, that there's so much that I learn through the day, through the weekend, through listening to other people. And The way that I usually use to prepare for my podcast was Last Minute, where I'd now go to bloggers and then pick content from there. But I've realized there's so much in us, not just me, but I think to other people as well. You find yourself engaging in conversations, and then you wonder, where does the wisdom come from, or where have you learned all this? Little do you know that you've interacted with this over and over again, maybe in different places, and you don't have to do like final research that hour, but you can just give out from the abundance that you have on the inside. Yeah, let's go back to ideas. Yeah, so having ideas is very important. And the thing that I never used to do was write down ideas. And this is what I'm asking you to do today. In as much as possible, if you have your phone with you, make sure you have an app that allows you to take down ideas. If you have notes, I'm sure everybody should have this. It comes as a software installed already in your phone. Notes. Take down ideas using notes. You'll be surprised. What I embrace for myself is that I know my idea will change. I know my outlook on something will change. But that initial idea I have will only be modified slightly. Even through these changes, will only be modified, maybe slightly or a lot. But that will be the foundation of everything that comes later. I think sometimes most of us, or I myself sometimes, have rubbished off an idea. Or I've put aside something because I'm thinking, you know, something better will come ahead. And what happens is when I lose what was the initial spark to that idea, I cannot continue with the journey. It's like if you miss the first stairs, how can you climb the rest of the remaining stairs? No, you cannot. And people rubbish their first idea. Sometimes it looks stupid. Because sometimes it does. People, no, nobody will consider your idea anything worthwhile thinking about. But the more you think on your idea, the more you give time to your idea, you find out that something better is coming. And yet we make this mistake of rubbishing off the first idea we have. Have you found the same tendency in yourself? The other thing as well that I used to have was that if I have an idea, I'd be very much worried that it's going to change, and I didn't want the first thought I had about it change. You remember we were talking about right now we are talking about the foundation. So, what I used to fear, what I've come to fear, that's lately now after I started taking down ideas very intentionally. What I came to fear now is that, you know, when you have a vision for something, when you want to go this direction. And then you've taken down the idea. You find out that things change, right? So this is what used to scare me. Things changing. Embracing change. And mentioning embracing change, I think that's one of the podcast episodes that we are going to do. Let me take it down. We're doing this practically. Embracing change. Watch out for that episode. Yeah, it's going to come soon. So this is okay. You see, the initial idea is embracing change. There's nothing much to it. I haven't even done research on it. I haven't thought through it. I have done nothing, but I've just written it down. By the time we're going to make a podcast about it, we will have the way we look at it right now isn't the same way we're going to look at it then. You see? Yes. So those are the thing that's one thing I used to fear. Now that I was having ideas, I started writing down ideas. I was very scared that, you know what, I was going to lose these ideas, or they weren't going to come out the way they were going to, the way I had planned them in mind. And then the other thing as well is when you have too many ideas, you're like, oh my goodness, how am I going to make sure I get to every single idea? Which I've come to learn is discipline, and everything has its time. Okay. Yeah, sometimes we write down, okay, like for an instance, I'm asking you to go write down every idea that you're going to get in your mind. And you end up writing down all those ideas. And they're very great ideas, you like. Ideas are those, okay. Let's remind ourselves what ideas were. Ideas were a thought or a suggestion to a possible course of action. Right? So sometimes you find yourself having so many ideas about so many things, and then you wonder, oh wow, am I going to find time for all this? Am I going to be able? Someone is playing music loudly over there. I hope you won't be listening to it. So sometimes you find that we have so many ideas, and you wonder, will I have time for all this? And I can tell you for a fact that you will have time for all that. What you have to do now is plan. You have to be very intentional. In our current generation, or for people my age, let me use me specifically, I things come up, and these things aren't necessarily the very important things. They're just urgent things. You see a movie you want to watch, you see a YouTube video you want to watch. I'm starting to train myself to, for my Netflix, if you have Netflix. Most of us find ourselves just scrolling through the movies and never watching the movies. Isn't that so? Okay, we end up watching the movie, but an hour later. What I've done is everything that's on the list. You see, you have my list. So we're just following that sequence one by one by one by one. So if I added a movie to my list, that's how we're going to watch it. So if the first movie is a cartoon, say Mr. Grinch, that's what I'm going to watch. Maybe I'm not going to watch an action movie if I had planned it for that night. Such disciplines help you. The other thing as well is for places like YouTube, it's very easy to spend your time there. Use watch later. Use the Nini. Use that function for watch later. Plan what you want to see. If you see something very interesting, just click on watch later. It won't go anywhere. Once you'll find it later. So if you've when you have all these ideas and now you have to organize yourself, you have to plan and be very intentional that this is what I'm going to work on this idea. This is when I'm going to do this. And the thing is, if you schedule 30 minutes and your idea keeps getting so good, it's okay to take a break when it's strictly 30 minutes. The reason why that discipline helps you is, one, you'll get to attend to so many things, and then two, you'll take a pause and then reflect and then get a better view on that idea than the one you had initially. There's nothing wrong with writing down everything that you thought about, but I mean keeping the time, keeping this is the time I've set for this, so that you'll be able to attend the other things as well. And I know I mentioned writing down. Writing down has a lot of impact to you and your ideas. Writing down or thinking through, if you write down, it really helps you a lot. It helps you to process, it helps you put to paper, it helps you see the practicality of what you're going to do. It helps you to focus. Can you be able to do this? You know? Yeah, so it's not just enough to have ideas and write them down. You have to plan and put these ideas to action. Set out. If you say from 10 to 10:30, that's when you're going to be working on this idea. Be very intentional with that. Because 10:30 is going to come and then you'll watch your movie afterwards. That's the lie that we receive that, you know, I can watch a movie, skip one day. The enemy of consistency is that skipping one day with no particular reason. For an instance, if I skipped this episode today, I'll just be like, I wasn't comfortable recording it. But you know what that will do? It will spoil our consistency. It will be like a pothole you meet on the road. It could destroy your tire. If you want to, some of these things. Okay, I was listening to some artist. It was like a long time ago. He used to wait for inspiration so that he could record. He could draw. He's a drawing. If you've watched the show, it's called, what is his name? Abstract. So he's an artist, and he was like, a long time ago, I used to wait for an idea to come so that I would draw. But right now, I just go to the office and work, get a plain piece of paper, and then draw. And then through doing that, you'll find your idea comes. So don't wait for that inspiration moment. Just do it. Just do it. Inspiration will follow you. Emotions will follow you. You'll feel good after doing it, just like we've done today. We weren't feeling so good about recording. But look, here we are. Yeah. There's so much to be shared, but because our time is very, we're very watchful with our time, I don't want us to pass. the 30-minute mark and go to the hour and all that. No, I don't want us to go in there. My ear is doing good. Okay, after recording this episode, I think I'm feeling better. I pray that it goes away. Yeah. Yes. So make sure you write down your ideas, very important. Make sure you schedule time for your ideas, and then make sure you put into practice what you have. You don't have to feel motivated to do what you wanted to. Just do it. Just do it. Even if you're not feeling like it, just do it. Even if at the end of that time you did, you didn't even feel good, just do it. And don't brush off. Oh, this is one last thing, very important. Don't brush off any idea. Don't. 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 Write it down. Write it down. I've come to believe that ideas come from God. Yeah, that's what I've come to believe. Here's why. Because you find that when you have an idea towards something or about something, you have a passion for that something. And then he provides the means for you to be able to achieve all that. So when I tell you don't ignore any idea, I really mean it. Don't. And this is to me as well. Never ignore any idea. Okay, so this is our episode for today. My name is Kevin, KIPMG, you know. And today we've had a discussion on ideas. And there's so much more to discover about ideas as well. This isn't just the end of it. There's so much more. So I hope that you grow in this. I hope that you learn so much. I hope that you go read more books on it. I hope that you go listen to more people about concerning things about ideas. I pray as well, and I urge you to, yeah, step out, do it, do it, do it. It doesn't matter if 100 people watch your show or just one person or yourself. It's very painful, by the way, when after doing all this, you find just 3 people watched your show. But it's okay, just do it. The reward is on the other side. Yeah, that's it for today. My name is Kevin, KIPNGENO, and I was glad, and I am glad, as always, to be your host. Catch you on Friday or on my YouTube channel. We'll be doing an episode over there. And come and find out what we're talking about. Yeah.